There will be 10,000 more police officers on the streets of England and Wales. Diane Abbott is the Shadow Home Secretary. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How will you pay for them?
Well, we're going to pay for them out of the money that we'll save by reversing the cuts to capital gains tax.
Right. And Jeremy Corbyn has already told us that you will use that money in part for restoring arts funding. He has also said there is a teacher shortage and class sizes are rising and capital gains tax cuts will be reversed to help pay for that. And there's also the question of welfare. If you reverse the cuts to universal credits, etc., then capital gains tax reversals will help pay for that. So we've already got three things that are being paid for out of those capital gains cuts.
John, I think you're reading from a Conservative Party press release. The truth
is... it's all BBC research. The fact is it true? Are any of those things or all of those things true?
It's completely misleading. We have, of course, spoken about the cuts in capital gains tax as part of a whole series of tax cuts for the rich will help to fund our programme.
Right, so what are the cuts,
We are now specifically rolling out our manifesto and saying specifically what we'll use the 2.7 billion we think we'll save from reversing the capital gains tax. And so we're going to use it specifically, partly because it is 2.7 billion on funding the 10,000 extra policemen.
Right, OK. So we forget about the arts funding, we forget about schools, we forget about welfare.
I think if you read what was said, we were just explaining the types of tax cuts for the rich we could reverse.
Right. So you were offering a sort of basket of options, and now you're refining those options, and you are putting at the very top of the list extra police officers, and let's forget about arts funding, schools and welfare. That's what you're saying.
We will come to how we will fund those things in due course. You'll find it all out when we announce our manifesto.
Because you're running out of things to cut, really, in a way, aren't you? Because the corporation tax has been, well, we've talked about that at some length on this programme and in many other forums. That's been covered about eight times, hasn't it?
Do you know, this is the kind of flippant Tory response.
What's flippant about it? It's flippant
not to face up to the point that we are trying to talk about, which is that we've lost 20,000 police officers since 2010.
Let's come to that. But the fact is that it is not flippant to say to a party, you have made these various promises. Now, how are you going to fund them? And if you give us the same cuts that you've applied to other things, then we're entitled to say, aren't we indeed obliged to say, but hang on, you've already promised that money somewhere else.
And I am obliged to say that we will have a fully costed manifesto.
We await that. Now, on the question of why you're doing it, why do you think we need these extra 10,000 officers?
The Police Federation, who probably know a little bit more about policing than either you or I, say that austerity is causing real issues and forces are struggling to cope. We see in, for instance, the Metropolitan Police that gun crime is up by 42%, knife crime is up by 24%. So we think more community policing is part of the answer to dealing with the rise in certain categories of violent crime.
Right, so you will know that the Crime Survey of England and Wales, and that, as you know, estimates of offences, including those that are not reported to the police, they suggest that 2016 crime levels are broadly stable with last year, with 2015.
And you will know that the Office of National Statistics have said that there's been a genuine increase in some categories of violent crime. And these are the categories of crime that frighten the public the most. And we think community policing has an important role to play in bringing down levels of gun and knife crime.
Okay. A final thought about Mr. Corbyn's approach to shoot to kill, as it were. Boris Johnson, you may know, said on this programme last week that Mr. Corbyn would not advocate a shoot-to-kill policy in the event of an Islamist terrorist putting innocent people's lives at risk. Is that true?
Well, I wouldn't go by everything that Boris Johnson
says. Well, is that true?
No, it's not true. The truth is that we don't have a shoot-to-kill policy in this country. What the police have the legal right and entitlement to do is to shoot people where they feel there's a threat to life or a threat to their life. And this is something the Labour Party fully supports.
Right, including Jeremy Corbyn.
Including my leader.